This is the VOA Special English Technology Report. As the year comes to an end, we talk about some of the top technology developments of the last 10 years. The technological revolution is changing the way we work and play. Mobile phones became smartphones with abilities like computers. Many people started reading books on electronic readers. Televisions became high definition, and the screens became flat. Digital music players got smaller in size, but large enough for people to download their entire music collections. Worldwide broadband subscriptions passed 500 million. And at least 2 billion people are expected to be online by the end of this year. Stephen Baker is the Vice President of Industry Analysis for the Consumer Electronics Market Research Group, NPD. He says the technological developments of the 21st century have brought about some historic advances in consumer electronics.
10 years ago is irrelevant in consumer electronics. 10 years ago might as well be 100 years. Certainly, if you look back at the way people interacted with electronics in 2000 and the way they interact with them today, there is no comparison. 10 years ago, we didn't have flat panel televisions. We really didn't have mobile web devices or smartphones. We didn't have e-book readers. Very, very few consumers had notebook computers. There was no Wi-Fi. Just not even a similar experience to what the world was like 10 years ago.
Bruce Bockenheimer is with the MIT Enterprise Forum in New York. He is also the Director of Entrepreneurship at Pace University. We spoke with him about what he believes are the most important developments of the 21st century.
If I were looking at technology that has really impacted us over the last 10 years, I would go in order: mobile computing, the proliferation of digital media content, broadband, mobile and at home access, social media platforms and user-generated content, cloud computing, digital photography, and GPS. And what I mean by GPS is GPS for the masses, although global positioning systems have been around for quite a while.
Mr. Bockenheimer says all of these things have worked together to revolutionize technology. And he says the technology is constantly changing, faster than at any other time in history.
The life cycle of these products are so much shorter. If you look at having a telephone, a home phone back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, it was exactly the same phone. Nothing changed for three or four decades. Basically, you had a choice of three colors, you know, a tan, white, or black, and you could either have it mounted on a wall or on a tabletop. Whereas now, you look at something like a cell phone. How many people have a cell phone that's more than a year or two old?
And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report, written by June Sims. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and iTunes at VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.